two alleged sex workers charged with the murder of a Georgia father, whose body was discovered wrapped in a carpet. In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, authorities have apprehended one suspected sex worker while another remains at large in relation to the murder of Nathan Millard. Millard, a man from Georgia, was discovered deceased and concealed within a rug after being wrapped in plastic, we previously reported. According to a report by WBRZ-TV, Nathan Millard's lifeless body was discovered on the 2900 block of Scenic Highway this month. While investigators initially did not suspect foul play, officials later determined that Millard had overdosed and died in a drug house. The report also states that suspected prostitutes have been linked to Millard's death and are now facing charges. One of the suspects was arrested on Friday. Derek Perkins was taken into custody by Baton Rouge police on March 13 for his suspected role in the death of Nathan Millard. Perkins, who is believed to be a drug dealer, has been accused of both disposing of Millard's body and using his debit card. According to WBRZ, Perkins admitted to police during an interview that he had picked up Millard and two other people on February 23 with the intention of obtaining drugs. The group reportedly spent several hours driving around and using crack cocaine together. As per the arrest warrant acquired by WBRZ, Perkins stated that Millard entered a gas station to withdraw money, after which he supposedly expressed a desire for a white girl, and to be taken to a safe location. ESI random Aegis post TTL equals 0. According to reports, Perkins and Millard went on a mission to find a suspected sex worker named Tiffany Ann Guidry. After withdrawing cash from an ATM, they headed to a house to meet her. Perkins, as per a report by WBRZ, claimed that Millard demanded for additional white girls, and consequently, they enlisted the services of another purported sex worker, Tabitha Barner. According to reports, Perkins informed law enforcement that Millard and the two women began consuming drugs via a syringe. Afterward, Perkins utilized Millard's credit card to purchase some necessities from a store. Following his shopping trip, Perkins purportedly remained outside the residence while the trio participated in sexual activity. According to WSOC-TV, Perkins claimed that the trio asked for additional drugs. However, upon his return, Barner informed him that Millard had passed away. As per the report by WBRZ, Perkins informed the authorities that they made an attempt to undertake life-saving measures, which included the administration of Narcan and CPR. However, their endeavors were in vain. According to reports, Guidry and Perkins purportedly wrapped Millard's body in a rug, loaded it into a vehicle, and discarded it at an empty plot of land. Millard's remains were subsequently discovered at the location. After Perkins had sold the vehicle, it was eventually discovered in a charred state. It was reported that Perkins disclosed to the authorities that he thought Barner was responsible for administering the drug that resulted in Millard's demise. According to a WBRZ interview, Barner refuted meeting Millard and asserted that Perkins was the individual who requested the Narcan. Barner purportedly witnessed Perkins utilizing Millard's card at a Highland Road establishment and subsequently accompanied Guidry and him to procure her desired substance. The Baton Rouge Police Department made a public statement on March 23, revealing that Barner had been issued arrest warrants for charges of prostitution and neglecting to obtain help. Moreover, Guidry had also been issued warrants for charges of illegal disposal of human remains, prostitution, and failure to obtain help.